Well, this morning we have a guest joining us here on the phone. We're going to talk with Terry Tornaten, who's a board member for the Carstens 1880 Farmstead, and we wanted to talk a little bit about their annual meeting and some of the activities and things that they've been working through here lately at the farmstead near Shelby. Terry, how are you today?
Hi, Jim. Doing good. Glad to be with you.
Very good. Thank you so much. Yeah, and I see you're actually an outgoing or a continuing board member?
I am actually continuing this year. I got elected last year, and I've been involved for over 20 years now, and it's nice to be a board member, and I guess sit at the big kids' table.
Why did you want to get involved?
Oh, it goes back to when I was teaching. I was a classroom teacher, and I brought kids to the farm, and it even goes back further than that for me, because when I was, I think, in fourth grade, if I remember right, I took a class field trip there to Carstens 1880 Farmstead, and at that time, it was just very new. This was early 1980s, and I was impressed with that as a little kid, and it just has been something that I've continued to be involved in. And when I was teaching, yeah, I took my own students there, and I thought that was a good field trip for them. And there's just so much to learn about Iowa farming, Iowa history, and just, you know, the way we do life here in Western Iowa, and the farm kind of encapsulates all that, and it's been well taken care of, and it's a neat piece of property here in Western Iowa.
Yeah, it's meant to be an 1880s era farmstead, so by nature, you'd think that, well, probably it doesn't see much updating, it doesn't see much advancement or progress, but it really kind of does.
It does. It shows a period of time, and there are a lot of neighbors and a lot of people that have great interest in pieces of history and artifacts and equipment, particularly, that get used at the farm during our show in September every year. And it is just kind of a captured moment in time, I guess, to go out there and see some of the old ways things were done.
Yeah. How was the show this year?
Well, it was really good on Sunday. It's a two-day show that weekend after Labor Day every year. And Saturday, for the first time in a long time, we had really nice rain, which we'll never complain about the rain. However, it doesn't make for a very good tractor steam power demonstration day when there is at least an inch and a half of rain that comes down. And it got a little muddy, and there was a few vehicles that needed to be towed out. But by the evening time, we were lucky to have a really good crowd of over 300 come to our evening meal at the farm. And then following day on Sunday, the sun came out, the earth settled back down, people could drive, we were able to do our parade, and we had one of the best Sunday turnouts we probably had in years.
Very good. We can't determine when the rain comes. We hate to say bad things about it when it does, especially in a year like we had in 2022, but yeah, it's always going to happen when you're least expected.
We don't have any control over that, and we don't want it, because there's too much that depends on that rain. So whenever it wants to come, we'll take it, and that's just fine with us.
That's very true. Well, as a board member of the Carstens Farmstead, the annual meeting is coming up here on Tuesday, January 10th at the Shelby Community Hall in Shelby, and that'll be a 7:30 p.m. event. Terry, what all goes on at the annual meeting? It's a lot of brainstorming.
A lot of, I guess, review and reflection on the year that's been, because everything that we did last year hopefully gives us a better foundation to build on for next year. And we try some things one year, we talk about it at the annual meeting, we make different plans for the following year. And that's been a good custom, and I guess the way we've done things for a long time. And that's what the annual meeting really does. It gives everybody a chance to have input, find out how things went, whether it was Kids Day on Friday when we have close to 400 students at the farm, or it's the parade that happens every day at 2 o'clock, both Saturday and Sunday. What works, what doesn't work. And then always we have building upkeep. We always have challenges with roofs and with, you know, equipment at the farm, and what's the best way to make that work. And so many times people come to the annual meeting and find out a project needs to be done, and there are really good folks here in our part of the state, as you know, Jim, and they're willing to step up. And if they know about it, they find a way to make it work, and they fix things, and they build things, and they plant things for us. And it makes the farm a really good place for everybody to come and see a little slice of Iowa life.
Well, and keeping board members and bringing in new board members important as well. We hear your enthusiasm. I've talked for a number of years with Mel Hersey, who was involved for a long time with the project, very enthusiastic. And Charlie Leaders, who's the current president, I've visited with him a few times as well. And, you know, very enthusiastic, always talks about ways that they can move forward and keep the same, but move it forward and be able to continue to present something that people really want. And is that what, that's really what you're looking for from folks, right?
Right. That's the thing about the annual meeting. It's kind of a grassroots time to talk about ideas and new things. And maybe somebody went to another show and found out somebody brought something or demonstrated something. And, hey, maybe we can get a hold of that person and have them come and do that at our show. So it's really a good chance for everybody to get together and just throw some ideas out and we'll see what sticks. And somehow it always comes together and we have really cool things and new things every year, and then we have some traditional things that everybody likes to see, like the poultry display that happens in the machine shed. One of the local poultry producers brings a variety of chickens and a lot of exotic chickens and a lot of ducks and geese, and that makes it kind of fun, and the kids like that. But just as much, there's new equipment, different tractors, different implements. The guys have maybe customized over the years, and they bring those out there, and that's just what the farm is all about. We're seeing what people do to make things work, and there's a lot of creativity in that, and that's always been the way the show has turned out.
Sure. And we talk about board members, and there are a number of those who've been doing this for a while. Some, they're going off the board. You'll have some new blood on there. That's all fine, but it's not just board members. It's memberships. You need folks to be involved financially and have a continued interest in that. And I know you're always looking for new members, right?
Always. There is always a need for more members because that helps support the farm financially, but it also gives us more people to be in contact with and get their clever ideas and their willing hands to come out and help. And that's, again, sustained us for a long time, and we look forward to that in the future. And, yeah, I am just one of 11 board members, and you mentioned Charlie Leaders, but we have a good cross-section of farmers and interested people who are on the board, all 11 of us. And that gives everybody a good voice around the table. And yeah, we all need new blood. We all need new people willing to step up. And that membership group that we have is a lot of times where board members come from. And that is a really good strength, I think, that the farm has been able to benefit from for a few years now. So that is part of the conversation that happens on the 10th too.
What is involved in membership?
Well, again, this year it's a value because the price has not gone up. It's $25 per family, and it's $15 just as an individual to get a membership. It is a donation, it is a support piece, and it puts you on our mailing list and our email list, and we have you as part of our records is what it is. And it's pretty simple to do. There's a little half-page form to fill out with your check, and you just mail it in to P.O. Box 302, Shelby, Iowa. And that goes to Karsten's 1880 Farmstead. And mailing it to Shelby gets it to our treasurer, and then you're in our network, I guess, of connected folks out at Karsten's farm.
Sure. And you can be as active as you want to be?
Yep. You can be as active or not active as you want to be and just be a supporter, and that's all part of membership. So more often than not, folks want to get active and they want to come out and help on cleanup days, or they want to help with baked goods for the Saturday night supper that we have at the farm. But it just depends on what anybody's level of interest is and how involved they want to be.
Well, excellent. If folks want to find out more about membership or anything else with regard to the Karsten's 1880 Farmstead, they can find that online?
Absolutely. www.karstensfarm.com, and there's lots of pictures of our show that happened in September, as we talked about before, and there's just some general information about the farm and news items that people might find interesting, and that's the place to go for the latest.
Very good. Well, one of the most amazing things, the next time somebody says to you, nothing or everything is going up in price these days, you can tell them, well, not everything. The membership
We're
of
proud
the,
to say that.
Yeah, the membership
absolutely.
Doesn't go up this year. So $25 for a family, $15 for an individual, just to help support a nice treasure here in the area and give folks an opportunity, especially like Terry mentioned earlier, as an educator early in his career, taking a lot of students out there. It's good to get them back to their roots.
Absolutely. There's lots of things that kids are able to do today that they couldn't a long time ago, but it's important to show them what it was like before all these electronic devices and all this technology and convenience was part of our world, because there was just a lot of hard work and a lot of clever things that happened, and the farm is a great place to show those young people that.
You bet. That annual meeting again at the Shelby Community Hall, 7:30, Tuesday, January 10th. It's not necessary for you to be there if it's not something that works out for you. But if you'd like to know more, that's one place to go. Otherwise, check it out online, and maybe you'd like to help to support. Terry, thank you so much for the time today. Appreciate it.
Hey, Jim. Always good to talk to you. Thanks for the call.